Yeah, this is a little slice of heaven down here on Lookout Mountain.
You know, I've got to tell you, as somebody who's traveled down south for years, even as a kid with my folks, it's amazing. Everybody seemed to know about Lookout Mountain because there was plenty of billboards for Lookout Mountain and Ruby Falls once you get down into southern Tennessee and northern Georgia. And it was nice to get up and see your property and all the great views from the hotel and both golf courses.
It's amazing how, Rory, how the guys, this, you know, found this property. You know, it was all woods, and found this property and carved out space for a beautiful, beautiful resort hotel. And words don't even describe the beauty, and the Keep golf course is just sits by itself over there a couple miles from where I'm sitting. And it's just amazing what they've done.
Well, Greg, I have to tell you, is outstanding as the Keep is, and I know it's going to get a lot of attention as people start to find it this year. You've got another golf course on the property that doesn't have to take a back seat to too many others. It's probably one of the best 6,300-yard golf courses I've ever seen. Let's start with the first one, the Highlands course, because that one is a really good golf course.
You know, the Highlands course is a beautiful golf course. You know, it was always a great layout. The guys that designed it did a great job, and then when our guys took it over and had Mr. Bergen and Jones come in and restore it a few years back, it really improved it to where, you know, fortunately, you know, we're in the top 100 golf courses now that you can play. And that's a real feather in our cap to have the Highlands in the top 100. You know, it's a wonderful golf course. It's a par 71. You know, it's got some long holes, short holes. You know, it's got all kinds of different holes. The par threes are, they're all different, and all different yardages. And then, you know, the 18th hole is like no other. You know, it's been ranked one of the best finishing holes in golf, period. And, you know, it's just an amazing, amazing layout for sure.
Well, your 18th hole has some of the best views on a golf hole that probably are not located next to a large body of water. And I'll tell you what, that's a very scenic, outstanding finishing hole, and definitely a lot of fun to play. Take our listeners through it.
Well, you know, the neat thing about the 18th hole, the 17th hole at the Highlands, is a beautiful downhill par 5. Not a real hard hole. It's actually, I would call 17 a birdie hole. You know, it's downhill, the green's flat, and but the 18th hole kind of starts when you get in the cart to go down to the tee box. It's a very, you got, you know, the carts are geared down. It's a very strategic path, zigzags back and forth, and then you come down to the 18th tee, and you come out, and all of a sudden you're right on the edge of Lookout, the cliff. You know what's really neat about it, Rory? There's a sense of calmness and quiet that is almost different than the entire golf course. When you get to 18th tee, the noise is, there's just no noise. It's like you've come to a magical place, and it is. You know, I can't tell you. I mean, as the director of golf here, you know, every time I play the 18th hole at the Highlands, I get my phone out and I take a picture of the group on 18T because it's just that good. And, you know, I share it with everybody to remember our day. And, you know, the 18th tee, the tee shot, you know, it's a 400 plus par 4, and the left edge is basically a cliff, so if the ball goes over the fairway to the left, you basically, it's best to leave that ball down there, so not to go after a ball. And you almost have to aim aim to the right edge of the fairway, maybe even a little higher, because the hole banks towards the left, towards the cliff. So it's a very, very narrow opening. The tee shot on 18 is very narrow. And you kind of aim it over a rock that's right in front of the women's tee. And you aim it over that, and you walk, and you come out there, and it's all, and your ball's always on the left side of the fairway. So, some people don't like blind shots. They always want to know where their ball's going. But I love blind shots, and you know, I've played so many great golf courses where there's a lot of shots blind. You know, for example, you know, at Oakmont in Pittsburgh, where I was an assistant for years. There's plenty of blind shots where you kind of come over rises and you finally do see where your ball ended up. It's kind of fun. That's a neat part of golf. And then the second shot on 18 on the Highlands there, it's not a short hole. You know, it's usually 150, 160 yards for most people into that hole, and it's uphill, so it really plays. You got to add 15 yards. Because it's all force carry up there on top, and you know, the cliff to the left continues all the way up around behind the green. So you gotta, you know, I aim at the right bunker because I know that then my ball will be, I'll be able to finish the hole, and plus it kicks a little left there for you, so a little local knowledge to aim at the right side and then let the ball kick on the green makes it a little bit easier to play. You know, it's a pretty nice green. It there's a lot of break from right to left there on 18 green, and you know, when you make a par on the last hole here at the Highlands, you feel really good about the. It's a really nice way to finish your round.
Well, it is a very scenic hole, and I also actually enjoyed the first hole. I liked how the tee boxes wind around the driveway, actually, into Cloudland Hotel, and you got a little elevation there, and you got a chance to play right past the front door of the hotel as you head down the first hole. I think, obviously a lot of talk for good reason about your finishing hole, but I really liked your starting hole, too. It's kind of really neat the way it's set up.
I'm glad you said that because, you know, the other nice thing about number one is, you know, it's not a long, hard par five, but it's a birdie hole if you get some good shots. But down at the green, you know, they've opened up the that green goes out to the cliff again, and it opens up, and you can see all the way. You can see, you know, this all the way south up Macklemore Cove, which is really a special view. You know, it's just kind of a classic way to start your round here at the Highlands course.
Well, I really enjoyed just sort of the elevation change on the Highlands and some of the rock formations. They may not be as extensive as 17 over at the Keep, but they really they do bring a lot of flavor to that golf course. And, you know, the Highlands, an outstanding golf course, and I hope that a lot of people that will come there focused on playing the Keep will take the time to play the Highlands, because I think then they'll find out you've got 36 holes of really good golf. And I don't know, did I see that there's a little six-hole short course out there somewhere that I didn't see?
Oh, yeah. We have a short six-hole par three course right behind the clubhouse here at the Highlands. It's a wonderful little way to spend an hour. There isn't a hole over 85 yards out there, but you know, it's a nice way to either, you know, if you get here early, you could go play the par three. But most people play golf here at the Highlands or even at the Keep. And when they come back, they grab their sand wedge and their putter and maybe a little something cold to drink and go play the golf course. And it's a nice little treat, you know, and it's the view, you know, from, you know, right here from the clubhouse, you know, Rory, the nice thing is you can see for 60 miles. You know, it's not very many places here on Lookout Mountain. You can see 60 miles looking east, you know, all the way to the Blue Ridge Mountains in North Carolina. That's the last ridge we see, which is breathtaking. I tell people, I said that, you know, it might take you 10 minutes to fall in love with this place. The short course is kind of a cherry on the top around here.
There is some great golf, and you know, I talked to your head pro Doug Amore this morning over at the Keep, but you've got to really be excited about the addition of that golf course to the property, and it's got a very unique style to it, and you know, I sort of love the way they took out some trees and stripped it down to the natural flow of the land and opened it up, and there's nothing but a lot of great views both across the golf course and then out into the distance as well.
The Keep is going to be recognized as one of the really neat golf experiences in America. I really believe that. And what's really special, you know, the property is just so magnificent sitting over there. But the routing that Mr. Bergen and Mr. Jones did on the layout of the golf course, the way it kind of starts inside, it's on the cliff, then it goes up and back and down and through and around. You know, you catch every different wind, you catch every different angle. But what's neat is on all 18 holes, you can see the beautiful landscape of the property. And it's just that really adds to the experience. And you know, with caddies and walking the golf course, it, you know, maintains some of the traditions of the really great places to play golf in the world. You know, it's not real tight. It's not real super tough holes, but you still got to play good golf. And, you know, it's just a great layout. And the finish, you know, the way the golf course finishes, where you go up 17 into the Rock Amphitheater, and then you turn around and your 18th tee shot is the expanse of Macklemore Cove all the way to the Blue Ridge Mountains. There's nothing quite like it. There really isn't.
Well, I got to believe that you and your team and the staff are really bracing for a busy summer, because word is really going to get around about that golf course. And I know you opened for some preview play just in the last couple of months of last year, but this will be your first full summer of with the doors open for people to go over there and see it. And I got to believe you're going to have a stampede of golfers coming through ready to play.
Rory, I tell you. You know, I'll share a short story with you here. Last week, I walked into the golf shop. It was cold. Okay, it's late January, early February. I walk in the golf shop, and there's an older gentleman standing there at the counter, and he's talking to my assistant. And I walked up and introduced myself. You know, hi, Greg Lecker, welcome to Macklemore. And he said, hi, I'm Tommy Aaron. And I said, Tommy Aaron, as in 1973 Masters champ Tommy Aaron? He said, yes, I am. I said, well, what brings you to Macklemore? And he says, well, I've been reading about this place, and you know, everybody's talking about this golf course. I had to come up and see it for myself. So when people like that are driving up here just to check us out, you know, and Mr. Aaron went out and played with my assistant Preston and had a wonderful time here on the Highlands, and he promised me he'd come back to play the Keep this summer. That just shows you kind of the magnitude of you know, the people that are wanting to know, is this place as good as it looks on in a picture? You know, because it's just flat out gorgeous.
It certainly is. And I know that a couple of the destination properties in Georgia are more east and south, but now the north side of the state really has something to be proud of. And it's got to be just a delight to come into your building there and your clubhouse and in your office and have those views and be able to look around at those two golf courses. And I don't know. You'll have to tell me, is there any land left that once the Keep settles in for a couple of years that, you know, Bill Bergen and Reeves can come back and find room for a third 18 somewhere? Is there that kind of land available out there for down the road?
The master plan of this place is is amazing. You know, it Rising Fawn, Georgia. You know, Macklemore has put the town Rising Fawn, Georgia on the map. No one's ever thought about that before, but you know, Macklemore, you know, the master plan has got a possibility of two more golf courses coming here, you know, with a marketplace. You know, we're a destination right now. I mean, we're 35 miles from buying gasoline. So, you know, getting some things up here. And, you know, I remember going to Florida in the 70s. There were a lot of places in Florida similar to where we are today, you know, that now are filled with people and everything else. But, you know, the long-term plan here, 5 years from now, will be a more full place. And it's like, you know, one of the first things I said when I saw the place is, how far is the landing strip from here? Because, you know, people that love golf, the real golf enthusiasts of the North, Northeast, Chicago, New York, Boston, they're going to be coming. They're going to be flying in here to see this place and stay overnight, enjoy all the amenities we have to offer. And it's only going to continue to grow. What a treat it is for all of us, as you said, the staff here, to come to work here every day and call it work. And we're very fortunate to be a part of such a wonderful place.
Well, Greg Lecker, Director of Golf at the Macklemore Resort, thanks for taking a few minutes here to talk golf and your outstanding property there that I think is just going to continue to be a real golf destination for golfers from everywhere. And it won't just be America. And down the road, the word's going to get out. And you're going to find, I think, people coming from Canada and overseas and everywhere else. People who enjoy the game are going to find their way to Rising Fawn, Georgia. Greg, with that, listen, feel better. And I hope you have a great weekend.